We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. If you've never heard us, I'll tell you right now, we are going to help disentangle you from the propaganda of modern medicine, and we will help focus you on what real health is. You know, modern medicine has distorted how we even see our health in such a way that we accept being medicated instead of being healthy. I'm Dave Stouter, the health warrior. With me, Bill Sardi, health journalist. And I often say to the people that come into my health food store, are we confusing being medicated with being healthy? And can anybody name me a drug that actually makes you healthy? Bill, is that part of the problem? I mean, people are confusing being treated for being healthy. Someone will say, oh, I've been on blood pressure medication for 10 years. I say, well, then it must not work. It hadn't fixed anything. Have we gotten backwards in how we even view our health?
What modern medicine has done is given us numbers, cholesterol, PSA count, blood pressure, those kinds of numbers, and they may be misleading. And first thing is, on blood pressure, the age-adjusted number, once you get up in your years here, is about 159 over 90, 95 or so. So they've got you thinking you need to be 120 over 80, and you're not going to be that way, and there's no increased risk of stroke if you're 159, 158 over, let's say, 95. Age-adjusted blood pressure. Now, the doctor doesn't tell you that. That work was done at UCLA a number of years ago and then in a modern study here again, but they've got you all on blood pressure pills because you can see that number on the wall and it's not lying. It's elevated. Now, first thing is, a lot of folks have elevated blood pressure in the doctor's office, so try to do it at home or down at the pharmacy where they do it for you, where you're not as agitated and you certainly – your pressure isn't up as high. But for the most part, we don't even need to be on those pills, even if the numbers indicate it. But here we are. We've got life expectancy. It's a big story here in the news. And the countries leading the way in life expectancy, Iceland, Switzerland, Australia, Israel, Singapore, New Zealand, Italy, Japan, Sweden, Luxembourg. What happened to the United States?
Yeah, where are we?
We're down there at number 11. So the point is that they're living in Japan for women 87 years, for men in Iceland 81 years, and men, we're up there 70-some years, but we're quite a few years behind. And those are big numbers when you've got a giant population. So somehow we're over-medicated. We have the best healthcare system in the world, in the sense of technology, but we don't have the best health. And the question is, how are we going to live those extra 6 years? It says we're all, doesn't matter which country you're in here, in the advanced countries. But the point is that we are all living 6 years more. But what is the quality of our health? And I think for a lot of people, they're not sure they want to live any longer if it's in a wheelchair, debilitated, drooling from your mouth, those kind of things, and being dependent on others to stay alive and a burden on their family. So you can see why people don't like the idea of living longer. Actually, that's true. People don't like the idea. They'd rather live with better quality of life than quantity of life, and we can't blame them. But somehow here in America, we've got – and here's the things that cause us – not to have a long life expectancy: ischemic heart disease. That is, that, you know, there's a kind of a heart disease where there's an abnormal rhythm. The electrical system is bad. That leads to sudden death heart attacks. But the number one reason is ischemic heart disease, where there's just not the oxygen and the circulation getting to the heart. And that's a leading cause. Lower respiratory infections is pneumonia. A lot of older folks, particularly get pneumonia and die. Strokes, we need to keep our blood thin. We need to keep our vitamin C levels up because aspirin may thin our blood, but it depletes us of vitamin C. We have more of a risk of having weak capillaries in the brain and having a hemorrhage or a stroke in the brain, so we don't want those. So preterm birth complications is still very high in America. Shouldn't be. Probably a lot of that from drug use during and smoking during pregnancy. Diarrheal diseases is still a problem in a lot of countries, not so much in the United States, but still is an issue. But we have a lot of accidents, and other countries have malaria and things that we don't have here because of public hygiene. But we have a lot of self-harm issues, a lot of overuse of drugs and so on. And I've got a report here. The number one reason why people go to the emergency room, the super frequent users, are people with substance abuse. So they overuse the emergency room. Well, you know, we're not going to be healthy in a well-financed country, the leading economy of the world. We've got money to spend on things that we shouldn't be fooling with. So this is part of the issue. But smoking's still a big issue in the world for life expectancy. You lose about 10 years of your life. And I always did wonder why public health authorities didn't slap down smoking a lot stronger. And we can see why now. It's 10 years less of the government having to pay Social Security checks and, you know, all of the Medicare checks and so on, because you're gone. You're not here. So it saves government a lot of money. And so, but at any rate, we're coming off smoking. By the way, if you have been a smoker or you are a current smoker, even if you've quit, you've made the blood vessels in your body weak. And there's a little weak point called aneurysms. And it does. There's a new report. Doesn't matter how small they are, how big they are, you're at risk of those blood vessels in your brain or elsewhere rupturing if you've been a smoker in your lifetime. What's the answer to that? Vitamin C, because smoking depletes vitamin C, makes the capillaries weak. If you're a current smoker or a former smoker, take vitamin C every day, preferably two or three times, and keep the blood levels up. But you should be warned, you probably have undetected aneurysms in your body, brain or elsewhere. So you want to keep your blood pressure down as well. So, you know, there's answers to these things, but American medicine, we tend to have a pride in American medicine. It's American. We've got the best healthcare system. We've got Medicare. And why are we clamoring for more of the same? This is the tough part. These other countries, without spending anywhere near as much money, living much longer and healthier. So it's very important.
Well, Bill, medicating risk numbers. I mean, I think about this. So you just mentioned, and I was a smoker for a long time in my life. Okay, so you mentioned that I need to be, which I do, by the way, take vitamin C and different things to help my blood vessels. But in other words, instead of my doctor, and I don't go, by the way, but instead of my doctor telling me what I can do to make my heart healthy, I'm given a liver toxin to manipulate cholesterol. When the cholesterol is a small part of heart disease, really very little relevance. And taking a liver toxin every day for the rest of my life, and it should be no wonder.
It's okay if it works, but the data doesn't show that it works, and they want to expand the use of it now. They don't prevent. They drop the cholesterol number. That gives you a false sense of security. It doesn't lower the mortality rate, doesn't stop sudden death heart attacks. As I just explained, statin drugs lower cholesterol. Sudden death heart attacks are largely not a plumbing problem where you get a clot and it blocks the circulation of the heart. It's an electrical problem, and statin drugs don't deal with that electrical or heart rhythm problem. So the doctor looks at you and says you're going to have a heart attack and drop dead suddenly of a heart attack because – if you don't take the statin drug, and it has nothing to do with that kind of heart attack. So the electrical heart attack needs to be addressed in different ways. So more so with vitamin B1, magnesium, and some other nutrients. So Very important that we learn that. But, you know, David, here I am reading. They had a nutritionist conference, and they gathered all of the people together in a big hotel ballroom in Pomona, California. And who catered the event?
McDonald's.
I won't say it. We're not after McDonald's. We're just trying say, my God, the commercial interests have bought off everything in this country. Listen, if you want a number that you can rely on for good health, let me give you a good number. It's called the ferritin number, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N. It's your iron storage number. I've written an article at knowledgeofhealth.com. If you want to be healthy the rest of your life, donate blood. It'll get rid of the iron overload first in men. You should do it later women after menopause, because menopause, you're not controlling iron through menstruation. So ferritin is the iron storage number. If it's over 70, you've got too much iron in your blood. You can't remove it any simple way. The best way, you can limit the iron intake, cut back on the red meat. But ferritin, it's a number that should be in every blood test. Your ferritin iron storage number, that's ferritin with an F at the beginning. Ask your doctor for a ferritin test. If the test is over 70, should be in the 20 to 70 range, then, and if you get your ferritin level down, diabetes will vanish. Heart disease will vanish. Cancer vanishes. So you need to, if you want to know a number that modern medicine's hiding from you, ferritin, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N, we accumulate iron in our body at once we're fully grown, and first in the men, later in the women. So it's important that we control iron. So if you're wanting a number to be phobic and about, there it is, use the ferritin number. And, of course, they hide it from you.
Well,
it's not in a regular complete blood count, a CBC that you get at the doctor's office.
I got to go look. I will go get that done. Bill, last week we promised everybody that we'd discuss the idea of stem cells, especially what we can perhaps do nutritionally or with our diet and lifestyle to enhance them. So we'll deal with that when we get back. Don't go away.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and host Bill Sardi, health journalist. We rely on Bill because I have a theory about Bill. I think there's two Bill Sardis, and he keeps one hidden because I have no idea. He's a family man with a son, and writes prolifically. And just digs up more studies on health and nutrition than anybody I've ever seen, and has done it for decades. So not trying to make you blush, Bill, but it's pretty impressive. Now, stem cells, and you can correct me or embellish this. As I understand it, the body has a mechanism where we make stem cells, and they're kind of like the word would be undifferentiated stem cells or generic cells, we might say. And so let's say if my heart needs some help, these under good conditions, these stem cells could go and become heart cells and repair my heart, repair my liver, repair my tissue. So people are looking at this now for medical procedures, and they're wondering if we couldn't make our stem cells just much more wonderful, could we live longer and healthier? Could we not degenerate? Could we not fall apart? Are these stem cells the answer? And if so, can we really influence it? I know it's a big mouthful of a question, Bill, but I thought I'd dump it right in your lap there.
We see a lot of fraud in stem cell research today, but the hope of mankind right now is that we could take a broken heart, a heart that's scarred from a major heart attack, and make it young again. Once it's got scar tissue, it's always got scar tissue. It's not going to work very strongly and pump our blood heart easily. And the point is that there's a way to get that back. Now, what about in the brain? We've got Alzheimer's disease. We've got damage after a stroke. So that's the hope there. We'd be able to inject stem cells and repair the heart and the brain. And so, or let's try the eyes. Those are the three areas where we have cells that are damaged and they don't come back. They just vanish. They disappear. They've been damaged. And so that, those are the three particular areas that stem cell research has been directed towards. Now, what they started to do is you can get stem cells from embryos. And so they started banking umbilical cords. And then this become an ethical problem. Today, they're not even using stem cells. They're using something called mesenchymal cells, which can be converted back into stem cells. I won't go through all the science how they do that. But the point is that they're frustrated. They've had well over a decade of doing this. And my report at Knowledge of Health, stem cell therapy, what are you waiting for? You know, they've got hundreds and hundreds of patents filed for this. They're trying to make an industry out of it. National Institutes of Health has put in over $500 million in stem cell therapy. There's 6,100 full-time employees working in regenerative medicine. Some of them outside the country where we go to Mexico or somewhere to get stem cell injections come back disappointed. There have been positive studies. They injected stem cells in the back of the eye. The people started seeing better. The effect didn't last long. Well, why? And the point being is they're trying to make an industry out of this. They're trying to make a business. And until then, you're not allowed to know that your body makes its own stem cells. There is a small pool of stem cells, and they get activated in areas where you're injured, and that they can rally and come and remake and restore your tissue. It's called regenerative medicine. Now, you haven't been told about these. They're called endogenous or natural internal native stem cells. Now, stem cells are just what we call undifferentiated, means they can be coaxed into becoming a brain cell, a muscle cell, a nerve cell, whatever. They're native cells. They aren't specific function cells. And so we're looking for them because they'll come in and repair the damage. Well, it turns out we have a pool of stem cells in our body already. And as I was looking this up, because we were talking a week ago about vitamin A, and it's the hidden cure for hearing loss. And vitamin A actually is used in lab dishes to cause stem cells to differentiate into specialized cells. Well, why are we just limiting vitamin A to the lab dish? Why aren't we telling people who have brain and eye and heart damage that vitamin A, they should be taking supplemental vitamin A? It will cause the internally produced stem cells to differentiate into the kind of cell that they're looking for in that tissue. And why aren't we using resveratrol, the red wine molecule? In a experiment, they injected stem cells into the heart. They didn't last. They didn't survive. They pre-injected resveratrol into the animal's heart, and then they put the stem cells in, and the stem cells survived and made daughter cells, copies of themselves. So they did survive. And this has been shown. Why aren't we using resveratrol and vitamin A and vitamin D, very critical, important in helping produce the differentiation And these experiments, as I point out, they're trying to regenerate insulin-secreting cells in the pancreas. And what did they do? They're exploring vitamin D, which also they think can restore the ability of hair follicles to grow hair again. These are all human studies that are underway. They've shown that vitamin D suppresses an enzyme called telomerase that's elevated in most types of cancer. So telomerase is an enzyme that repairs DNA. The DNA won't get repaired if you use in cancer cells, and it won't get repaired just in the cancer cells, and you've got regeneration here again. They're using molecules, vitamin A, vitamin D. They're using molecules found in green tea, broccoli sprouts, spices, grapes like resveratrol. They've all been identified in the literature. You can read it at my report at Knowledge of Health, Stem Cell Therapy, What Are You Waiting For? It may seem a little self-guided or amateur, but why not try those things yourself if you're facing these issues? And hyaluronic acid, this is another one. They use hyaluronic acid in lab dishes to help stem cells survive. We make hyaluronic acid in our body. If you take a hyaluronic acid supplement, it'll help your body make more of it. The point is, we think stem cell therapy's already been successfully demonstrated. We have an eye doctor, Dr. Stuart Richer, who's shown that by using a product called Longevinix that I formulated with vitamin D and resveratrol and other molecules in it, it has caused cells to reappear in the retina that are normally damaged and vanish and disappear forever. The photographic evidence has already been created. We have evidence going all the way back to 1927 that vitamin A has been successfully used to restore damaged hair cells. The hair cells receive the little vibrations so we can hear things in the middle ear. Well, why in the world aren't we using this knowledge? We think that's already been demonstrated with vitamin A in the medical literature. Stem cell rehabilitative regenerative medicine has already been demonstrated in humans. What they're doing is trying to make you hold your breath and wait until they can figure out a way to make a fortune on it. We're breaking the code for you. Stem cell therapy, what are you waiting for? Vitamin A, vitamin D, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid. Why shouldn't you try these? Okay, it's unproven, but they haven't got anything to help you. What harm could come of it? There's no harm from taking these dietary supplements. They're available in health food stores today. We combine four of those in a product called Longevinix Advantage. They're our sponsor for our show. They have the hyaluronic acid, the vitamin D, the resveratrol, all of these molecules in there and power-packed into it. And that's why we see this regeneration at the back of the eye of people that have these eye disorders with that product. We can't make any claim it cures diseases, but we can tell you that it appears to activate your stem cells and cause them to survive, causes them to differentiate into specialized cells that are used in the back of our eye for vision, in our ears so we can hear the hair cells, and certainly in our brain so our brain can function. Regenerative, restorative medicine. If you wait around for modern medicine, I have a quote here from George Daly, who started the Harvard Stem Cell Institute, and said it's going to take us decades to learn how to harness the healing power of stem cells. You haven't got that much time to wait. You want to read my report, Stem Cell Therapy, What Are You Waiting For, at knowledgeofhealth.com.
We're getting close to taking a short break here and Have a Heart Health Radio. I want to share something with all of you listening. As a guy that runs a vitamin store, I try to work real hard to evaluate products before we bring them in the store. And I've seen some products that are, in my opinion, hyping their impact on stem cells. A lot of hype. I look at the science. It's either non-existent or weak. And I want to make a point about Longevinix. Longevinix has been around for about 10 years. And it was formulated to be an effective resveratrol. And the science emerged after the creation of the product, demonstrating the impact it had on stem cells. So I just want to make it clear to everybody out there that you don't want to put Longevinix as, oh, another one of these supplements that claims to help stem cells. What I think you might find interesting, what I found fascinating, was that this product was created to be an actual effective and active resveratrol product, and this science came after the creation of the product. So ponder that for a moment. When we come back, we're going to, I think, talk a little bit more about resveratrol. It really could be called the miracle molecule of this century. Will it live up to that? We'll talk about it when we get back. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Reminder, we are here every week on your local station, and look for us at the iHeartRadio app or the TuneIn app. And if you like what you hear, we would appreciate it if you would share it with your friends. We do our best to disentangle you from the propaganda of modern medicine and give you some real science and some common sense tips on health. Bill, I remember and I'm Dave Stouter, the health warrior, with me Bill Sardi, health journalist. I remember a book that you wrote, Bill, and your second edition, you called the red wine pill. The first edition was the anti-aging pill. And one of the things that was kind of stunned me in your book was that you said if you ask people what they want, or if they want to live longer, if they want an anti-aging pill, something that would fight all diseases and keep us healthy longer, it was not up there in what people really wanted. I think you said biodegradable plastics was one of the big things they wanted. So the whole concept, has that changed any?
MIT did a survey in 1997, found out that the thing they would like to have technology delivered to them, the number one thing was biodegradable plastics. The next was a totally automated home and a driverless car. These were at the top of the list. Down the list was an anti-aging pill. I thought it would have been the hope of all mankind for for centuries, but maybe they didn't think it was possible. Later on, we actually saw the subject of an anti-aging pill come up. the Rand Corporation started to think of a budget to add an anti-aging pill into the future Medicare budgets. There was talk about an anti-aging pill coming from a red wine molecule called resveratrol because it mimicked a calorie-restricted diet. Now, calorie restriction is to take 40% of the calories or more away from a laboratory animal, and it will double that animal's life and health span. It will not get cancer. And we later on discovered it wasn't the calories. It wasn't the food deprivation per se. It was by eating less food, you didn't get as many minerals, the metallic minerals, iron and copper and also calcium. And so we defined aging as the accumulation of those minerals, calcium, calcifications, stiffening of our arteries, et cetera, the movement of calcium out of our bones into our arteries, also the accumulation of copper and iron, and in certainly causing us to rust and calcify is what aging is. But the newest survey, and I can see why people, an AARP survey, said people didn't want to have an anti-aging pill because they were afraid of living longer, running out of their retirement money. And frankly, living long and being dependent on others and overly medicated. And I can't blame them because that's the image that modern medicine has left them with. But if we look at people that are centenarians or super centenarians, lived over 110 years, they all were still functioning. They were all very independent. Their families didn't have to take care of them. The point is, it's maybe not a haphazard way of doing this, but living a fully productive life in independence, and of course that's the promise of an anti-aging pill. Well, all of a sudden we have a survey here from England. They asked 1,000 people. This is Philips, the lighting company. They make lights. They're known for making other things. They like to think of themselves as an innovative company. And in innovation, they ask them, what innovation could technology bring you? And the number one, a pill to cure all disease. People now rank a pill that would cure illnesses, at least 100 illnesses at one time. But they say, do it in the next 100 years. It's all on the table today. We don't have to wait 100 years for this. It's just that modern medicine doesn't want to deliver it to you. It's going to take money out of their pockets. The current system is a different drug class for every different disease. And what if you had one molecule or one medicine that cured all diseases? And it turns out we have gene networks. We've been able to put all this together. You could trigger a couple of three key genes. One of them is called NF-kappa-B. Another one's called P53. These genes... FOXO is another class of genes. Those three classes of genes trigger all the rest. Now, you need to inhibit some and activate others, but the point is this has all been demonstrated already. And they took animals, put them on a limited-calorie diet, like the one that doubles their lifespan and their health span, and for a short term, that activated 198 genes, a calorie-restricted diet. Over their lifetime of 3 years, it'll activate 831 genes. Then they use resveratrol, a red wine molecule that activated about 225 genes, about the same as resveratrol, which was 190, or excuse me, the same as calorie restriction, which activated 198, 225 with the red wine molecule resveratrol. Then they used a specially formulated Longevinix, our sponsor's red wine pill, which was resveratrol, quercetin, another molecule from red wine, a rice bran molecule, and a little bit of vitamin D, and it activated 1,711 genes, six times more. And if you give an animal a limited calorie diet over its lifetime, you'll activate 831 longevity genes. Longevinix activated 82% of those 831 genes in the mouse, the laboratory mouse. It's the closest thing we have to an anti-aging pill. It was all documented in 2008 in the journal Experimental Gerontology, and nobody paid attention to it. We actually do have a pill that potentially could do this. It was demonstrated in animals. It's been shown in humans. to restore vision to the back of the eye. It's been shown to abolish the first sign of blood vessel disease in humans, and it's been shown in animals to avert sudden mortal heart attacks. What more can we tell you? So modern medicine doesn't want to put these natural medicines to the test because it's going to put itself out of business. The only ethics we have in medicine is to do things to help you live healthier, self-care at home, and put ourselves out of business. That's the only ethics. Modern medicine doesn't have those ethics. They're trying to game the populations so that we will need more doctoring and more medicines. And that's the simple story. We don't have to wait 100 years. It's available today.
Bill, for those, I can envision a lot of people in the audience really excited about what you just said, but skeptical. Saying, I'm hearing about this on the radio. A couple of guys, I don't think they're MDs. I don't think they're PhDs. Why have I heard about this from the Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins? And you gave us one answer, but I just want everybody to think about something. What Bill just described to you, who do you think would actually bring it to you? Do you think it would be Big Pharma? Or do you think it would be Mother Nature? I mean, really think about that. Such a thing were true, and it is. Who would be bringing it to you? And it's not Big Pharma. That's just a clue. And all you have to do is look into it. It's affordable. Is take some. Bill, I know I'm impressed with the longevinex.com website because it's not hyped. It gives people good information. And you have a non-commercial website, too, where we can just read different articles and things about resveratrol.
The point is most chronic diseases are caused by aging. If we just back up aging or slow it down a little bit, we can have a few more years of youthful living. And so we can do that. We've defined aging as the overaccumulation of minerals, iron, copper, and calcium. We calcify and rust. We have a pill that backs that off, that reverses some of that calcification and rusting of these metals and causes you to live longer and healthier. Now, the point is, there was actually a book called Elixir, and it was about a fellow that developed an anti-aging pill. He couldn't sell it. But then the president of the United States started taking get it publicity. The Pope wouldn't take it, of all things, but he couldn't get it sold until he bought off the doctors and told them, look, I'll only sell it through your offices and not pharmacies, not other stores, and you'll make the money. And then they adopted it and made the money. And, of course, it was interesting in the book, all fictional, of course, but the casket makers and the mortuary fellas that own mortuaries pooled their money together to buy this guy out because he was putting them out of business. And that's where our commercial world that's where we've gone to today. If it doesn't create jobs, if it doesn't do all these things, we can't have it. And it, you know, and if it's going to upset the apple cart, look, you don't have to believe any of what we just told you. I take this medicine. My name is on it. And so do a bunch of other, a few thousand other people who have ventured to believe this and are living very healthily and have experienced some of the miracles of it. The point is, you've got to take it cautiously. What I mean is you don't overdo it. You take it in the dose that's recommended that we've tested and shown that works, and you don't take two or three or four or five of these pills a day because it's too much is a problem. You don't get better. You don't get younger faster by taking more of these pills. You just take a certain amount. The point is it's called Longevinex. If you want to find out about it, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. They'll send you literature. They'd be happy to educate you. It's a wonderful pill. It's given people back their eyesight. It's helped abolish the first sign of blood vessel disease in humans. In animals, it prevented a mortal heart attack. All of these things have been shown in experimental studies, and the product is called Longevinex, 866-405-4000.
And I take that every day. I think you all might assume that. Bill, I had this disturbing thought. We're going to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. In reading more and more from the CDC, where they're saying to us that, you know, it's not when antibiotics will start losing the war with the microbes. It's happened. It's going to be a real crisis. The microbes will easily take over. I often had this bad feeling that Mother Earth will take care of itself. If we get a few too many humans, Mother Earth will whip up some earthquakes or some awful weather or some tragedy or microbes. And is there something out there we can do to protect ourselves? The best thing about all these infections is don't get them in the first place. We'll give you some suggestions when we get back. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, health warrior. With me, Bill Sardi, health journalist. Bill, in reading some books about health and history and the history of medicine, one of the big breakthroughs in why we live longer, which is one of the things we've been talking about today, was conquering infections, at least initially with antibiotics or different things, so that people wouldn't get some infection or some disease and sort of die in their 30s or 40s. And they found different things along the way. And then at the time, antibiotics looked like it was the miracle. You'd have your child dying from meningitis and the next day be pretty good. Of course, that seems to have run out. It's had complications. Infections are on the rise. We get them in hospitals. It's not talked about a lot, but it's becoming a terrible problem. And I don't think, I mean, is it as bad as it seems?
Why do we get infections in the hospital? Is it because the bugs are there? Yeah, they're there, but they're here too. I mean, we walk in the house with our shoes with soil organisms. Some of them can kill us. Some of them are terribly troublesome. Clostridium perfringens, a soil organism, now found to cause multiple sclerosis. It's a soil organism. You walk in the door with it. There are numerous germs. You've got Staphylococcus over your skin. You get E. coli. It's growing in your gut. It's in the animal products that we eat. But why don't we always get an infection when we're exposed to it? It's called host resistance. So how much resistance, how good is our immune system? And so we go into hospitals. We come in. We may be abjectly deficient in vitamin C. We go into a dark cave for a few days. They operate on us. There's no vitamin D. We may have walked in with very little vitamin D. We need vitamin D for an active, normal immune response. Vitamin D makes neutrophils, the first white blood cells that show up when we get infection. Helps us make macrophages, natural killer cells. These are all types of white blood cells. So we've got a sluggish immune system when we don't have enough vitamin C. We don't have enough vitamin D, and we got a lot of sugar in our diet, which paralyzes our immune response. So did you ever notice why does the flu come in the winter? Did we catch a cold or we catch the flu from someone else? You know, there's no evidence that we get the flu from someone else in our own family. There's evidence that we are all living kind of the same way and we didn't get outdoors and in the wintertime, the clouds, et cetera, and we're all bundled up. We let our vitamin D levels go down. Fortunately, we can get sunshine in a bottle these days, vitamin D pills. But we should be supplementing with vitamin C and D and zinc, in particular, those three, to keep our immune system healthy, because it's our immune response that counts. And isn't it odd that the hospitals don't notice that, like sepsis, which is blood infection, which you could die of, you tend to get it more in the winter. The hospitals are brain dead on this. They should be testing. There was one hospital we pointed out in a report I wrote at knowledgeofhealth.com where a hospital tested everyone for vitamin D levels, et cetera, and then got them up to par, and they had far fewer hospital infections, and the patients didn't stay as long in the hospital. So they were much healthier. Why don't we have those kind of hospitals today? Why don't we have those kind of doctors today? Why is everything a little bit of the disease itself, like vaccinations? Vaccines are a little bit of disease. If we don't have a healthy immune system, we're going to get sick from it, and we're certainly not going to develop the antibodies correctly. How do we beat all this? Well, certainly I've just told you simply vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc should be in a daily vitamin supplement regimen for you and your kids. Absolutely. Fish oil also helps the immune system. What happens when we get infected? They're using antibiotics that develop resistance. The germs develop resistance again. It all starts out on the farm, and these farm animals are being given antibiotics, not for any reason of making them healthier. It's to fatten them up so they can get more money off the cattle. So the FDA is trying to slow or stop the use of the antibiotics on the farm animals. That means more contaminated meat and dairy product is going to get up to us as humans. What are we going to do about it? Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and let's put garlic onto the table, because we've got like 50 million cases of food poisoning a year. You've got tainted water, tainted foods, all of these things. What are you going to do? Just let it happen to you? If we added a garlic pill to our daily diet, we would kill off a lot of these offending germs. And already 52% of Americans have an intestinal parasite called H. pylori that shuts off our cells that secrete stomach acid and cause gastric ulcers and even gastric cancer. And so that's 52% of us. We can't treat that until it causes an ulcer, because we'd be just inducing a lot of germ-resistant forms of H. pylori. But garlic kills H. pylori. Now, the instruction, get a garlic clove. That's to snap it off the bulb, one of the little cloves, and crush it thoroughly. It activates an enzyme called allicin in there, and that can kill every known bacterium, virus, and fungus, even protozoa, all of these types of infections. If you can't handle the pungency of that garlic clove, Garlazyme, our sponsor, makes the first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that assuredly delivers allicin, the key ingredient, and fresh crushed garlic. Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. They're already using it on horse farms and other places where the animals are being, it's added to their feed, and the parasites in their stomach and so on, racehorses and so on, it's already being used that way. Wait till we tell America we have an answer to antibiotic use or overuse on the farm. It's called Garlazyme powder. It's the only one that assuredly produces the antibiotic reaction, the action that's needed to kill off the germs, viruses, bacteria, funguses, etc., and intestinal parasites, and it works reliably. And the Garlazyme capsule is what delivers it to you. 866-674-3955. Don't be a victim. We don't eat sterile foods. They all have a little bit of bacteria and fungus in them. Your last barrier against infection is your stomach acid. Of all things, H. pylori shuts off your stomach acid, and those germs, those incoming germs, aren't killed. Use garlic, and particularly Garlazyme. I use it once a day, and it works wonderfully. And you can use more of it if you have an active infection. It's just home remedy time. We can't tell you all of this has been proven with anybody's brand. We can tell you this. Most garlic pills have zero allicin in them, even though their label says they do, because they're tested in water If they were tested in a simulation of stomach acid, they would not produce any allicin. So your acid stomach, a garlic pill does not produce allicin. The alkaline buffered garlazyme pill creates a little alkaline with alkaline minerals environment so that the enzyme isn't destroyed that makes allicin, and sure enough, been proven in a human study to do this. So your answer today, an answer for the antibiotic resistance problem on the farms, if you're raising cattle today and you're hearing this, call me. We'll tell you how to get garlazyme powder for your animals. Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. It is the antidote to what modern civilization has created.
And Bill, I want to underline the point. Certainly, we've talked about this before, garlic has quite a few beneficial compounds. But I want to make sure that people understand, yes, cook with garlic, use garlic powder, use garlic oil, that's fine. Garlic supplements that are out there, you'll get some benefit. But this allicin, this stuff that we're really talking about, as we stand right now, it has to be either fresh crushed garlic that then you eat or garlazyme. That's only two ways to get it right now.
That's correct. Those are the reliable ways. We have integrity here. We're telling you how to get it out of a fresh garlic clove. Garlazyme, $8.60 a month. You buy three bags, 3 months supply. You get a fourth one free. Shipping is absolutely free. Only costs $8.60 a month for the assurance that you're getting the real thing, allicin, and you're getting it in an alkaline buffered form. It's easier on your stomach.
You know, everybody, I notice as a guy that runs a vitamin store and takes quite a few supplements, our sponsors, two of them, but I take a lot of supplements, and I do see that people, especially with the economy, are looking, when they look at their dietary supplements, they're really trying to find the fewest number of pills that will do the most good. And that's frankly a good idea. And I would just say that clearly both the sponsors of the show, Longevinex and Garlazyme, fit that profile. So the other thing is, when you listen to each week on Have a Heart Health Radio, we come up with new science and new strategies that are important for your health. And these products, because of the fundamental ways that they affect the internal antioxidant system and things like that, they are helping us in both regards. So I just want to point that out.
Have we got a phone number for our listeners? They can launch calls and questions to us.
Yeah. Before we go, here's our toll-free number. You have any questions, want any of these reports you've heard about, give us a call at 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. Again, 844-494-3278. Suggestions, comments, questions, we'll try to answer on the show. If you're not web active and want some of these reports, we'll print them out and mail them to you. And we do appreciate you listening each week. We'd invite you to share the show with your friends. And so, again, thanks for listening. We will be back next week. Hope to see you there. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.